Behold, you, unfortunate warrior, are now the prisoner of the dark and terrible witch of frozen gloom. No, that sounds too dark. The witch of the silent forest. No, I don't want people thinking that I can't speak. Why are you tied to a chair? And why are you naked? That's because I, a terrible and evil witch, am about to use you for my dark ritual. Brave but foolish warrior. You, who sought to steal from my master's garden, shall now face my terrible vengeance. What's that? You weren't here to steal from my garden. Then you must have been here to assassinate me while I slept. You're a hero sent by the local lord to slay the new witch before she grew too strong. He must have found out about my plan to spread my name far and wide by wreaking havoc across your little town. Oh, you're not a warrior? Or a hero? Just a gatherer of herbs. And that's... Well, you were still going to steal from my garden. I know a greedy mortal like you would love to get his hands on my soul-stealing flowers, ghost-warding pumpkins, and delicious strawberries. Don't be silly. It doesn't matter if you took anything or not. I know you wanted to take something and would have you given a chance. I can see the depravity in those lustful eyes of yours that are roaming up and down my supple witch body. Even now while you're naked and tied to the chair. Yeah, you're definitely a crude person of very low morals. Which means I'm perfectly justified in doing whatever I want to you. Quit that whining. I just want to try a little spell on you. I already set everything up and spent an hour tying you down. I'm not going to stop now, just because you're not the hardened killer I thought you were. Now, what was it I was supposed to do next? Where did I put my notebook? Oh, right. I see your eyes, wondering. It's too bad these robes are so concealing. Maybe I can help your eyes find what they're looking for. If I pull open the middle, like this. Oh, you like that, don't you? It is rather warm in here. Let me just slip my shoulder free. Yes. Ten minutes of this? I'm not sure I'm wearing enough clothing for that. Let me see if I can speed things up. See this? It's my magic wand. I use it to cast great and terrible spells that ruin villages and condemn kingdoms to doom. Surely you've heard of the great chaos a witch like me can bring? Yes. Keep trembling, for my power is fearsome and overwhelming. I'm going to cast a spell on you now, and you're helpless to resist. Kresku! I think it's working. The book was right. It works on men as well as plants. You don't know what I did? Oh, but you should. Feel that hardness in your groin? That pumping blood filling your cock? That's no ordinary erection. It's a magic erection. What's with that look? I did use magic, alright? Real magic. Oh, fine. You still don't believe in me? Well, watch as I cast my other spell. Galtigita! This one isn't so easy to deny, is it? See my skin, coated in a thin sheen of slippery oil? My master invented this spell for making cookies, but if I cast it on myself like this, doesn't it make my skin so sleek and sensual? Here, let me take this robe off and help you get a better look. How's this, brave warrior? I know you're just an herbalist. Play along with me. Do you like the feel of my oiled skin against your naked body? Do you like my hands running up your shoulders, up your neck? How about when my fingers slide across your lips? Or in your mouth? I bet you've never tasted truffle oil before. It is quite expensive. That's why my master invented this spell. Let me get closer to you. Oh, your lap is surprisingly comfortable. Feel my breasts pressing against your chest. I know you're loving this because I can feel your cock twitch against my stomach. Oh my! What an eager boy you are. Not so fast. Keep that tongue to yourself now. You're not nearly worked up enough yet for what I have in mind. Good boy. Just sit still for me while I prepare you for my spell. It is time I give your little friend some attention. After all, he has been prodding me this entire time. Let me just scooch between your legs and grab a handful of cock. Oh wow, I didn't think I'd be able to feel it pulse like this. It has such a warm and lively feel to it. I already like it more than a glass dildo I usually use. Do you feel my fingers rubbing against your skin? Feel them run up and down your shaft as I rub the oil from my spell onto your body. That might come in handy later. Your balls feel so big in my hands, so swollen. You're not the bravest man I've ever met, so I figure it's been a while since you've last been with anyone. Oh, I'm the first? Really? How flattering. I never would have thought a handsome young man like you would be a virgin. It's a good thing you told me. With this, I can make my spell that much more potent. Your cock feels good in my mouth. Don't you want to blow this load all over my face? It doesn't matter what grand, terrible magics I'm going to unleash on you after that if you just get a little release, right? Don't give me that look. I promise I won't do anything I can undo. Eventually. Here, I have a potion for you. It's the good stuff of my master's shelf. I refilled the old bottle with goat milk so she wouldn't notice. Don't worry, it's nothing bad. It's a bottle of pure mana. You don't have to drink it if you don't want to. Just like I don't have to keep sucking on your cock. Yeah, I thought you'd want to drink the mana potion after that. This will prepare your body for my ritual by filling it with all the magic it needs for your transformation. If you're lucky, you could even develop magic powers of your own after this. Your cock is so hard for me. Let me squeeze it between my breasts as I give it a kiss. After all, He has a nearly as important role in my ritual as you do. I can see in your eyes you're hungry for more. More of this pleasure. More of my body. I want that as well. But only if you can make my wish come true. For that, I need you to not resist. When my spell fills your body, you have to embrace its power. Okay? Good boy. You're ready. All that's left is to put you inside me. That's right, we're both about to lose our virginities together. I don't know how that will affect the transformation spell, but it should only make it more powerful. Let me guide you inside me. It's bigger than I thought. Oh, my glass dildo never felt like this. Let me lower myself down on you all the way. By all the demons in hell. I can feel you getting closer. Are you ready for my spell? Good boy. We have to time the moment just right. Almost there. Ego tentacla monstro. Don't resist. Let the power of the spell flow into your body and flesh, transforming you from a human into something more. You're becoming a magical creature, no longer bound to mortality and human weakness. Yes, keep trusting into me. Feel the growing strength in your limbs as each of your fingers stretches into powerful tentacles. Do you feel your vision sharpening as you forsake sight with simple light for the power to see in hues of magic? Your mind is flooding with ancient and feral instincts. Embrace them. With your new body, you have the power to take whatever you want. And to help me take whatever I want. The other witches won't dare bully me after this. I can feel it working. Wait, you were only supposed to be as big as a cat. Why are you still getting larger? Oh, I knew I should have only used a few drops of mana potion instead of a whole bottle. Remember what I said about embracing the spell? I changed my mind. Fight against it. Stop growing. You're getting too big and too strong. This is bad. This is really bad. Hey, don't break out of your restraints. Oh no. Master is going to kill me. What's that inside me? You grew quite a thick tentacle there. Wait, my mouth too? Good boy. You're such a dirty monster. think you'll work out just fine.